The first day of school is just around the corner. For some Milwaukee students, they'll finally have a stable place to go, the students who are homeless. Staff is hard at work this week identifying the kids who don't have an address and making sure they have transportation, meals, and school supplies, all things they need not worry about and that will hopefully keep them in school. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains, the tracking will continue all year.
Back to school means preparing. Teachers need to set up their classrooms, finalize lesson plans. Students must enroll, buy supplies, and figure out how they'll get to school each day. For Kathy Klein, it's all about her list.
At this point in the school year, we have 239 students enrolled in the program.
Klein is homeless coordinator for Milwaukee Public Schools, and she expects her list to rapidly grow from 239 students to nearly 1,000. Right now, as summer comes to an end, Klein spends a lot of time at her desk, making phone calls and sending emails, trying to locate kids with no forwarding address.
What I do is I make sure that students who are experiencing homelessness get identified and then get the services that they are entitled to.
A federal law called the McKinney-Vento Act mandates services. They include free school supplies, daily meals, and bus rides. Schools can even waive certain fees for homeless kids. That's why Klein's list is so important. The more kids she can identify early on, the better she'll be able to track their needs throughout the year. But first, she has to know where to find them. Often, pathfinders can help.
You know, I think that we all historically have had this image in our minds of what a homeless person looks like, and it's a very old image.
Katie Hamm is Vice President of Homeless Services for Pathfinders. It operates programs and shelters for homeless and runaway youth. Hamm says schools might never know who's in need because the stigma of being homeless keeps some families and kids from self-identifying.
They go to school and they are clean and put together. I actually remember a young person who had figured out that if he carried a set of keys and kind of jangled the keys, you know, then no one ever, you know, would question that he didn't have a place to go because those keys meant that he belonged somewhere.
Here's the thing. You could go a whole year and somebody might not have any idea the situation of a particular student.
This is Samantha Muse. She works as director of counseling at Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, a city charter school. Muse guesses that out of 300 MCA students, 15 fall under the category of homeless. But, she says, the number constantly changes because there are always students who need to find a new place to stay. She says some have conflict within the family or have experienced trauma, so they run away and hop from place to place. It's her job to keep up, to know when a house burns down or so-and-so's mom kicked him out. But kids don't always tell her. She often finds out through the grapevine or on social media.
If they have a cell phone, it's a phone call or a text message. If they have access to Wi-Fi and they have an email, sometimes it's that Gmail chat, you know, sometimes it's the inboxing on Facebook. I mean, all the different social media websites now with the, I'm getting into the Snapchat, you know, trying to figure out that.
Muse says there is no one way to keep up because there isn't a template for homelessness. Lucky for MPS's Kathy Klein, most young students do share their housing situation, usually when parents enroll them and don't have an address to list. But high school students are a bit trickier. Oftentimes they're on their own, and whenever teens move, there's a good chance they'll stop coming to school.
What worries me is when we lose families.
People say that school should be put before everything, but like, you can't go to school and then not have a place to stay, you know?
That's 18-year-old Cinque Brady. She was homeless during half of her school years in Milwaukee. Tomorrow, she'll share more of her story. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.